The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are back. Crosstalk Unhinged. All four of us happy without any technical difficulties. What's up, boys?
We think.
Happy Masters Week, fellas.
Happy Masters Weekend.
Yeah, congratulations, boys. Are you guys like, Sylvie, I know you're not as big a golf fan, but my nuts get burning hot for this tournament.
Really?
Yeah. I love this tournament.
You don't want to go outside and see a once, maybe twice in a lifetime event, like an eclipse, but you get your nuts get hot.
How much golf have you watched up to the Masters?
Not a ton, Johnny. I haven't. Yeah,
see, I've been watching a lot of golf.
Yeah.
I consume it all as far as what the golf world has to offer. PGA Tour. The Live Golf.
Where does one find Live Golf?
Channel 9. Every weekend.
Every weekend Channel 9's got
every
it?
Weekend they're on. They only play 14
the
tournaments
CW.
A year.
CW.
And there's a little debate on where they're coming back to. They're not coming back to Rich Harvest Farms here.
Is that right?
Yeah. Some are talking about Bolingbrook Golf Club.
That's a great course.
Hosting their tournament. So it's a little interesting.
That is a great golf course. That's a hard golf course from the tips, too. I mean, those guys will probably do pretty well.
They've got to back it up to the maximum level. But my point is that I watch Liv. I watch the women. When the women are on, I watch the women. They got some very skilled players.
Technically sound.
And let me tell you, when they get about $150 from the hole, you've got some touch going on there.
Oh, yeah.
The European stuff's on in the morning when there's not soccer and I'm looking for something just to watch. The European stuff's on in the morning. Shit. So there's a ton of golf to be consumed out there. And I like watching golf. I like watching shots get made. And I love watching golfers fuck up.
Yeah, I do too.
When they fuck up, it fucking makes me laugh. It makes me crack up because I've done it. And guess what? If a professional can fuck up every once in a while, then it makes fucking what I do just seem fucking normal.
Yeah. I used to love watching. I don't know if it's available as often as it used to be, but the Champions Tour with the old guys.
Yeah, see, I can't get into the Champions Tour. They're too old. No, they're fucking. You know, it's like that ball comes off their club like an old man.
Clark is whacking cigarettes and fucking making eights. It's just and throwing clubs. It's fun.
Here's what Bernard Langer is still dominating that fucking tour.
He's like 70, isn't he?
No, he's like 65.
Oh, is he?
And he's still kicking ass.
He looks
now. He's had some surgery on him, and he's away from the Champions Tour. Yeah. So some other guys are starting to rack up some wins. But you'd be surprised, like guys that were just average players.
They could dominate out there?
They turn 50, and then they dominate for about 4 years.
Does Furyk play much?
Furyk plays a little bit, but not a lot, and he hosts a tournament down in Ponte Vedra. He won like two of his first four tournaments, and then it's been a little cold from since
then. Some of the old guys, Carm, like guys that struggled that were middle of the pack or maybe in the bottom half of the pack of the tour when they get to the Champions Tour – they make a shit ton of money. They do.
Yeah, I bet. There's a lot of the purses are big on that Champions Tour.
Big enough.
This is the CDGA golf show presented by Jesus fucking Christ. We finally got a clear line.
Wow. Using the Lord's name in vain. Real good one there.
Sake. I mean, Jesus.
Wow.
Masters week, baby.
Masters week.
It's only for the Masters.
So. Right after Easter. He just risen.
I haven't played golf this year. I won't play golf for a month. The first time I'll play golf will be at our station event. What is that? June 12th?
Oh, really?
We'll be at Grip It and Sip It. I take that back. I'm playing in a charity event at the end of May. I'm playing in my buddy Tony Novak's outing for his high school for Bremen High School.
The Bremen Braves, Carl. Yeah. Midlothian.
Yeah. He does a fundraiser, like a scholarship fund he and his brothers do for Bremen. So I'm playing in that. Am I the only guy? It's the weekend before Memorial. I won't play until the end of May. I'll be there.
Am I the only guy that's got 10 rounds in?
Yeah.
Am I the only guy that got 10 rounds in?
Yeah. Sylvie won't have 10 rounds in the next 10 years. He might not have 10 rounds.
Not only that, but I'll have him in like five states. Well,
I'm going to turn the speaker up.
By the end of May, I'll be in five states already playing golf. Wisconsin, I'll be in Michigan, North Carolina, Illinois, and Indiana. It's five states.
Johnny, we all live vicariously through you, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Carl, you got an empty house, man. You can do what you want.
Yeah, but I'm getting
through. You play golf every morning if you want.
I could if I fucking could walk straight. I'm still working through that right now. I got a massage today for the first time in probably 18 months. Oh,
how'd that go?
It went really well. Like, I got some tight tight muscles. I get some tight shit going on.
Right.
Did you get a little Robert Kraft ending?
I did not. I was in my room here. My wife was probably 10 feet away. The Robert Kraft treatment probably would not have been. My daughter was sitting at the kitchen table.
Oh, that'd be a little weird.
Unless the wife's going to give you the Robert Kraft treatment.
Yeah, that's always
That's what makes it right. That makes it right.
Yeah. It's always nice.
Did it move, though? Did it move today?
No.
Girl or guy giving you a massage?
It was a female. Let me tell you, my muscles and tendons are so taut. There's more chance of me crying than having
hip flexors. Did she work your hip flexors at all?
Yes.
IT bands.
All of them, Johnny, but she's got to go. Yeah, this has got to be in stages. Rome wasn't built in a
layers. Layers, kid. Yeah, layers.
I had a big ass cortisone shot in my hip last Saturday, so you got to be careful.
You got to drink a lot of water today. You know that. You got to hydrate.
That's right. Look at it. That's not enough. That's just one bottle.
Yeah, and it's full. Like,
I'm going to drink one at a time, guys.
Yeah.
That looks like a 32-ounce bottle. Nah, maybe that's a normal one.
16.
Things always look bigger to me.
My buddy John Whalen bought me an 18-year bottle of Glenmorangie, Carm.
Oh, wow.
Time to hit that, huh?
I'm going to knock that thing down this weekend.
You and your brother are going to take that down this weekend?
Yeah.
Does that bottle have any chance of surviving the weekend?
Nope.
Is your brother here? Is he there yet, your brother?
Yeah, he's. You know what he's doing? I think he's going downstairs. He's downstairs getting dressed to walk down the street
to
play basketball by himself. He's a big basketball player.
Go get him. Get him on here.
Let me see if he's around here. He may.
Yeah, go get that slapdick.
Ha! He is. He's out of his mind. Oh, I'll see if he's here.
Yeah.
Waddle's brother is in his upper 50s, almost 60, I bet. And he's going to go down the street to go shoot hoops. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, they'll be calling the cops on him in his neighborhood. There's some vagrant. Some vagrant out here.
There's
playing
some
basketball.
There's some stray in an old dirty Reds hat.
Yeah, go take the Nets down. Go
around
take the
children.
Down. Keep them out of the neighborhood. Go take the Nets down.
Somebody call the Lake Forest Police Department.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy's not in Lake Forest anymore, right? They moved. Where did they move to?
Yeah,
they're close though.
Long Grove. He's in Long Grove.
I mean, what's
when was the last time you went to a park to play basketball?
It's since Sylvie.
The shoot.
Long time ago. It's got to be 30 years.
Long time ago, yeah.
It used to be my favorite thing to do, to go to a park. Like in my lower, like in my teens, I used to do it. When I was growing up, we'd go to the park because we didn't grow up with a hoop. You know, we weren't rich. We didn't have a hoop in our driveway. We would go to the park. We'd go to Emerson Park and we'd go shoot bat. We'd go shoot hoops.
I always like shooting hoops at the park better than the driveway anyway, because the driveway slanted, the ball, it's no fun. But
most of what we did was indoor. We'd go to the park. We had indoor facilities.
We played mostly outdoors as a kid. We played mostly outdoor basketball. And then I'm done playing basketball after I broke my foot. That's it. I'm not fucking around.
Look at what this dipshit is wearing to go play fucking basketball.
Oh, that's a sexy creature right there.
Look at it. Look, he's going to go play basketball. Oh,
he's right. You look great. You look fantastic.
You know what? You're right. I do look fantastic.
Yeah.
We said they're gonna. The parents are gonna say there's a creepy old man.
Yeah.
With a dirty Reds hat on.
They're gonna call the cops on you. You better be careful.
Can you send somebody down and can beat me in basketball? That ain't gonna run their mouth.
Tommy can. Tommy said he'd school you.
He takes his pistol with him.
Set the scene for those who. I mean, obviously, there's a listening medium. This is your brother, Mike. You call him the Colonel.
Yeah, Robert Michael. I'm G. Thomas. We both go by our middle names.
And then explain what he's wearing.
He's got a long sleeve, tight fit Nike, black Nike.
He's wearing fucking like cargo shorts with a fucking, like, with a leather belt. He's going to play basketball in a leather belt.
I've never seen anybody. He's got golf pants on, golf shorts.
Yeah, but I've never seen anybody go shoot hoops with the belt on.
Like, he looks great. His pants are going to fall around his ankles if he doesn't have a belt on.
He's almost 50 pounds. Come on.
Give him a break. He looks fantastic.
Show him the scar. Show him the scar. He had 18 inches of his lower intestine.
Oh, man. Wow. That's a beauty.
That's what happened.
You know what? It looks like a hairline. That's all it looks like. Like you got a concentrated hairline going down to the boiler.
You got to suck your gut in because it looks like you got boobies on the screen.
So wait, Mike, are you going to are you looking to play pickup or are you just going to shoot hoops?
I'm
going to
go shoot. I play pickup back at home probably most four times a day.
Carm, do you know what's in his gym bag? Three items are in his gym bag.
Bottle of Gatorade.
Bengay.
No.
Spray deodorant.
Flexol 454.
Cigarettes.
Pack of cigarettes.
Lighter.
Odor eaters.
A small handgun.
That's
small.
What?
Yeah, of course.
He's licensed. What do you call it? You've got your
concealed carry.
So he carries his cigarettes, his handgun, and a bottle of water to the basketball.
What do you got? A 38 snub nose? Or you got a Glock? What do you have? 9mm?
It's a Wilson 9mm little
beautiful
gun. That's going to scare you.
Personal protection, my friend. The best.
What? And this is just in case what?
Never know.
You never know when the shit hits the fan?
Well, it's because I'm afraid I'm going to be the slowest guy in the group is what it's for.
I get it. All right.
Well, if I can't run faster than Shit for Brains here, I got to shoot him.
Shit for Brains.
That's like do you ever see the video that they put out on they put that little video out on like Instagram or something where the guy takes off running and he turns around and he shoots all the runners that are trying to
win. It's from the Dictator.
Thank you. It's from the dictator. And he gets a 10-second head start. Then when they start running, he turns around and shoots them all.
Anyone need somebody to send that to me? Because that is going to be my next move on the basketball court.
Yeah. What is the best story from childhood that you can tell about Tom?
It's got to be a car story.
The car.
Let him tell the story.
Yeah.
He comes home after through our hometown. Our hometown is a small little town called Sharonville. I can remember my mother was 17 when she had me. So when me and this guy here are teenagers, some of our friends will say horrible things about our mother.
I bet.
Okay. So
all true.
Anyway, I threw a weight at one of our offensive linemen for saying horrible things about my mother at the weight room. And you never got any of that, though, did you?
No, I thought you were going to tell them the story about parking the car on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, holy crap, yes.
Well, I want to hear this story about – finish this story, though.
Yeah, hated a guy.
This is listen. I had a problem. I should not have been driving when I did. I had a bit of an accident. I came home. I parked the car on the side of in front of the house on the side of the road and went inside and said, "Hey, Mike, I had a problem. I had a little bit of an accident. Just tell, you know, the whole right side of my car was destroyed." And I said, "We'll tell Mom and Dad that someone must have hit the car.
Somebody sideswiped the car." Yeah.
Well, and then he looked at me at the time and said, you know, what? The car was on the side of the road. There was a tree right next to it. There was no way a fucking car could have come through there.
Yeah.
It just, there's
guys, the word was, did Joey Chitwin get on two wheels and just split the car in the tree and just tear up the one side of your car?
You need to move it.
Too many stories.
Wait, but Mike, we'll go back to why you threw the weight at the offensive lineman. First of all, when you say they'd say things about your mom because she was so young, like they'd make MILF jokes to you guys about your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm 14 years old walking into the Muller High School weight room in the summer. Mom's driving a yellow Corvette.
Oh, my
God. And she is – I'm 14, so she is
– 31.
31?
31 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. So – one of our offensive linemen comes out, and he looks like he's 28 years old to me. and says something horrible about my mother, like things he would like to do to her. So I picked up a 5-pound weight and I threw as hard as I could right at his head.
And that works. It's an attention grabber.
That's the first time I met Tom's head coach. He was the strength coach when I was going to school at Moeller. He just grabbed me by my head, took me outside, said, "You can't do that here." And I said, "Coach, Lance just said something horrible about the lady in the yellow vet." And
Coach goes, "Man, I'd love to bang her."
Coach goes, "That's your mom?" And I said, "Yeah, Coach."
He goes, "I'd fuck her too."
Yeah. No. And he goes, "I understand. I'll try to tell him to calm down."
That's awesome. Yeah. But that's how you get him to maybe you set the tone early. Throw a fucking weight at a guy's head. Like, don't say shit about my mom. Yeah, he's a mad
man. Yeah, Tommy got in his school.
Since control with cigarettes and handguns. But yeah, it was.
We've got a sorted past, guys.
Yeah, our childhood was full of.
It was different.
Colorful. Some would call that colorful.
Yeah, we grew up with our parents, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
All right, get out.
Kids. They were kids.
Mike, it's good to see you.
Go shoot hoops.
Make some buckets, my friend. Make some buckets.
See you, Mike.
He's out of his mind.
I've never seen Waddle so uncomfortable.
No, it's not uncomfortable. I know. I'm just glad he kept it in check. I mean,
I hear him yelling and screaming at Waddle.
I mean, see, I don't have my concealed carry stuff, man, but I always pack a little something or another, you know, just in case, you know, a little self-defense if necessary. This is also my morel cutter when I go out hunting mushrooms. And guess what? With the early heat we've had, the morels might be blooming a couple of weeks early. So I'm going to have to dedicate a little bit of time on my golf trips this weekend.
Mushroom collecting.
To Lincolnshire, we got a ton of forestry out there too. So old Johnny's going to spend a little time on the fringes, on the edges, searching the forest areas and the foliage for some mushrooms just to see if they're up. Then I got to call my guy Jimmy Sack and shoot out to our areas and start harvesting some of these bad boys.
Are you a truffle hunter too?
No.
No.
Good luck. You know how hard that is.
Truffle honey. And then you got to be in specific areas.
Yeah, I don't think truffles. I don't know that truffle.
I don't think we're a truffle area here. Like if I went back to Croatia or Italia, they're loaded with truffles.
You can make a shit ton of money off those, can't you?
Truffles, shit ton of money.
Black they're truffles, outrageous. White truffles, all types of stuff.
They measure it in grams. That's how little that you get when you normally order it. And it's outrageous.
Weed. Like cocaine and weed.
Yeah, it's like fucking coke. It's as expensive as cocaine.
For chefs. Chefs love it.
Oh, yes. They go nuts. Oh, yeah. They come their fucking pants when the there's two things that chefs come in their pants for. And I'll tell you what they both are. And you guys can ask all of our chef friends about this time of year, usually in the spring. Ramp season.
Yeah.
And the
ramp.
Yeah. Ramp is like it's kind of like a wild onion, but it's like
it's the green leaf. It's the green leaf that is like comes from a wild onion.
Right.
And the green leaf portion of that it's got flavor in it that's unbelievable.
They're only in season for a very brief time. And
like
chefs
now, come on when every everything menu, first, like now, when everything first greens, that's when they're on the menu. Yes. Now, you can go to the forest preserves out here. Remember, you can't harvest anything in the forest preserves. You see a mushroom there, you can't touch it. You see ramps there. And if you like pull it out of the ground, you have theoretically committed a violation of the law.
They're really? A type.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Ramps are a type of wild allium that are related to spring onions and leeks and boast a pungent, garlicky onion flavor. They are forage. You have to forage them sort of like truffles. It gives them an air of adventure. Chefs go fucking nuts for them. And they're only briefly on menus. There's a brief time of year.
The forest preserves are loaded.
Loaded.
With them.
And they come in their pants?
Oh, the fucking.
That's the other thing.
Ask Todd Stein. Ask Max Robbins. Ask Mark Newman. Ask any of the chefs.
Right. While they're cooking?
Usually. Ramps. Ask Chef Hans about the ramps back
in
the day.
So ramps?
When Chefy would get the ramps.
And what's the second thing?
Ramps and truffles.
Ramps truffles.
What do you think? That's not sauteed butter on your lobster thermidor.
That's kumo. That's demon.
That's 1,000% man juice.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun.
BlueChew.com. Promo code unhinged.
What do you think tartar sauce is?
Oh, Jesus. Yuck. By the way, is your guy Sack to do Pete Sack?
No, his my guy is Jimmy Saksa. S-A-K-S-A. Yeah.
Well, you guys. Let's play Who's the Douche. Were we the douches? Sylvie and I asked this. We played the sound of Pete Sack, who was just
I was dying.
By the eclipse. Were we douches for just kind of looking at each other going, wow, that's a really odd fucking response to an eclipse? Or was that a reaction?
I think all the, like Larry Mowry from Channel 7 was crying too. I think they all cry. I think it's a major.
I think it's who can cry the most, and they hand an award out when all these weather people get together.
I think so. They got to one up each other. I feel
the most fake reaction to the eclipse ever. We give the award to, and then all the ones that cried, they play the video, like a 5-second excerpt from each video, and then they hand out the award for the best fake cry.
In a box of tissues.
Yeah, I don't quite get like what it is that's moving them to tears. But hey, you know, whatever. To each his own. I don't know.
Yeah. What else do you think? What other meteorologic, whatever,
astrological event,
whatever it is. What other event do you think would bring some of these guys to tears?
Thundersnow. Yeah, Cantora loves thundersnow.
But he didn't cry. He just got
I was excited about thundersnow. But I mean, it's like, we got it. It's thunder snow.
But my point is that's unpredictable. Like, you're covering something that you have no clue that's going to happen. They knew at that time in that area, it would get dark, and that's exactly what they were going to see.
Yeah.
When you are watching a sporting event, you have no fucking clue what's going to happen. When you're watching a movie that you don't know what the script is, and you have a visceral reaction to, like, and you get emotional because it's an unpredictable ending or an unpredictable scene. This was exactly what you knew was going to happen. So, like, if it would get dark today when you weren't expecting, and all of a sudden clouds would roll over,
that'd be a problem.
And the sun would go down at 2 p.m. That would create an emotional reaction because no one's ever fucking seen that before. No one ever predicted it.
You're going to shit your pants if that
happens. Yes.
My emotion would be anxiety and fear.
Mine too. I know what you're saying.
So
I heard you guys breaking his balls and it was funny. I don't know what is moving them to tears. I think it's awesome. And we had fun with it Monday. I just think it's cool. I mean, I think it's a cool thing to be able to see every once in a while. You don't get a chance in your lifetime very often. I would like to someday be like somewhere in that path of totality where it completely goes dark. I think that'd be a cool experience. I wouldn't cry. I don't know why it would move you to that emotional state. I just think it's kind of cool. And it'd be fun to be actually in the path one of these days for those. I've never been in the path of totality before.
Has anything moved you guys in anything that you were surprised by? Anything in life?
Anything in life.
I gotcha.
I mean,
the birth of my first daughter, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. I knew what was going to happen, but I didn't know exactly how it was all going to. That was.
God, I don't know if I'm a bad guy, but I didn't cry when my kids were born. I mean, I was moved, but I didn't cry.
I don't know if I cried, but I was like, wow, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Like when your first kid is born.
I cried for the sight of that vagina never being the same again. That's what I cried about. Hey, look at that fucking tunnel of love.
Boy,
what in the fuck am I going to do with this?
Johnny, were you the guy that told the doctor afterwards to throw an extra stitch in for me?
Extra stitch.
Throw it up tight.
You ever see Nico's head? Extra stitch. I need extra 20 stitches.
Sew it up tight, Doc.
Sutures here, Doc.
My oldest, Georgia, came out sunny side up. I think my wife had 20 plus stitches after her first daughter. It honestly looked like some
female breach. What happened?
What do you mean?
Sunny side up. So instead of facing straight up. So instead of, you know, head down.
Head down, head up. Oh, wow.
It looked like someone pulled the pin on a hand grenade and tossed it in her lap.
I didn't know it'd make that much of a difference, head up or head down.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But it did this time.
I think the baby's meant to come out a certain
way. My daughter was born breech, which was wild. They don't like doing
baby breech, baby, give me.
What's that?
Breech is feet first, right?
feet yeah. first. Yeah. She yeah. was turned and they knew it and they were.
Did they go C-section on it or?
No. They were trying. They wanted to, but she was coming so fast they couldn't. And the doctor just said.
The baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The doctor luckily was an older doctor. At the emergency room at Hinsdale Hospital.
He had done it before.
Yeah. You very rarely, in only emergencies, ever hear babies being born breech anymore because there's more risk. And he's like, the doctor literally just, he goes, you know what? We're doing this. He goes, it's happening this way. And he just reached in, grabbed my daughter by the feet and yanked her out. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
That'll be an emotion, though, right?
She's totally fine. Yeah, she was.
Well, I know she's fine now, but like,
oh, yeah.
When she first came out, was she fine?
Totally fine. Yep. They get worried about, I don't know what it is, but they get worried about the cord, I think.
Going around the neck of the child.
Yeah. And they worry for the mom, I think, a little bit too. Like, they do not like it when it happens, but it happened with us. It happened to my daughter. And, like, yeah, but she was totally fine. She came out screaming, crying, just like normal.
How big was she?
But it was wild to see. Avi was like, I don't even remember, 5 pounds.
A little bit better.
Yeah, like 5 pounds and something.
Try to put a 9-pounder out that way. That's no fun.
That might be tough. Yeah. That
might be tough. The only thing I want is a 9-pounder is my turkey, you know?
You know, to answer your original question, Sylvie, I cried at the end of Seabiscuit. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Seabiscuit.
True story.
Jesus.
I got very emotional at the end of Seabiscuit. I was like, what the fuck is happening to me?
I cry every time in Hoosiers when Gene Hackman looks at his guys and then it gets quiet and he goes, I love you guys. Like, that brings me to tears.
Yeah, right? You probably weren't expecting that the first time you watched Hoosiers.
No. The Notebook fucked me up.
The Notebook is actually not terrible and somewhat sad, yeah.
Yeah, that fucked me up.
The mom's a bitch in that movie. Boy, if everybody deserved to die in the movie, it would be her.
The James Garner was great in that movie, wasn't he?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. He's great. James Garner's great in everything. That's a man right there, James.
That was a man. He's been dead a while.
He's old school. That guy's no longer with us.
Yeah, I cried at Seabiscuit. That's like, it's weird. I don't know. I haven't cried in many movies.
Cried in a movie?
Me?
Free Willy.
Oh, yeah, Yurko cried at Free Willy.
Yeah, I told you guys before. When that little fucker danced over that break wall the way he did,
yeah,
them chanting that Indian tune that they were chanting,
yeah,
good for that little fucker, you know,
yeah,
and then his fucking fins straight up in the air,
yeah,
man,
yeah,
I think I was hard. Not only was I crying, I was hard at the same time.
Michael Madsen, it's physically possible,
I don't think it is either. Yeah. No, I guess it is, it probably is.
You'd be shocked,
yeah,
the human body is capable of it.
I don't think I've ever been hard and cried at the same time. Actually, I'm positive I never have been hard and crying at the same time.
I'm pretty positive about that as well.
I'm 100% positive.
That would be a weird thing.
That's a weird sensation.
I wonder if the chefs do over the
They might.
The green onion. What is it called?
The ramps. Yeah.
Ramps. They might, kid. Sylvie. They might. Listen, ramps.
Can I find that? I'm going out to dinner. I'm going to go to Deer Path on Saturday. Can I?
Yeah. Tell me you want some fresh ramps.
If the chef has some, they'll find a way to put them on menus. And unless we're already past the season, I think it's still right now. We're here. Yeah. This is it. This is ramp season.
Old fashioned ramp season.
So you'll see it. Yep. They get very excited.
I go in my backyard. I bet you I can find some ramps.
Yeah.
Got to remember, south side of Chicago is where all the Dutch settled,
mm-hmm.
and they had onion farms. You still see onions coming up in random places. You'll have onions coming up.
Another example
of the knowledge that exists in that room over there that is.
Well, don't you know what Chicago means? So was it a Potawatomi word?
I think it's Potawatomi or something.
What is it? Wild onion. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of all the onion fields in and around this area. Chicago was wild onion. Yes.
I thought it meant losing football.
Funny guy. Funny guy over here.
Yeah.
Are you going to White Sox and Reds this weekend?
I might go tonight. Tonight would be the only night I can go. We'll see.
Who are you going with? Lenny Mattola? Or are you taking the kids?
Yeah, I might. We'll see.
Does he got some buddies that might want to go too?
Maybe. I don't know.
We've got plenty of tickets, Carm.
I think so.
Do you know, Carm, I had a brain cramp when we were talking yesterday during crosstalk, and you're like, hey, let's go see the Reds. I thought, and I fucked up. I knew the Cubs were in Seattle. For some reason, I thought you meant go see Cubs Reds at Wrigley.
Oh, no, no.
I had no fucking clue you were talking about going to see the White Sox and Reds. I don't have any desire to go.
I don't much either, other than Gio really likes Ellie De La Cruz. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I might go tonight.
They got milkshakes.
Man, they have milkshakes. I'd have to spend another 20 on a milkshake.
$40 if you're going to have one yourself.
I'm not having one.
Don't forget about the tip.
They're delicious.
Hey, $20. Hey, tight ass. Don't forget about the tip.
You tip on a milkshake, a 17.
I gave $20. I gave him $20. Yeah.
That's fair. That's all right.
Fair. You kidding me? They're making like $27 on the fucking thing.
Fucking thing. God damn it.
Ought to be ashamed of themselves over there.
What are you guys hard for? It sounds like golf.
Masters, guys.
Masters. And 70 fucking degree weather all weekend. Right. I mean, the weekend looks like it's going to be gorgeous.
I'm playing Saturday and Sunday. So
I'm not playing Saturday or Sunday.
I'm trying to play Saturday as much as I can play and then sitting on my ass.
Bastard.
Well, on Sunday, you told me that you invited me up Sunday. You had an opening. Unfortunately, I was already pre-committed.
I do, but I'm saying because I'm playing Saturday, I'm probably just going to be riding around in the cart on Sunday. I got to take my brother around, you know?
Yeah.
I cannot turn him loose by himself anywhere. Well,
Listen, on that golf course, you can have target practice, you know?
Yeah.
Hit some multiple balls to a par three and then maybe shoot some stuff out of the sky.
He keeps his gun in his golf bag. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going to go down on the golf course where you go?
He's just you don't know.
Thank you.
I told you 1983 at our golf course, there was a mob hit. One of the Polito brothers was targeted.
Something tells me there's not going to be a mob hit on Waddle's golf course.
You don't know. You don't know. What if something's going on?
Playing this
and you go to reach in your golf bag and all of a sudden the pistola that's usually there is not there. Suddenly now you're a possible victim. Right?
The mob's not.
You're possibly a victim.
The mob doesn't mob it. They're not coming after anybody but the hit. I mean, the mob doesn't just go around.
You could be caught in a fray, you know?
And then
what if you're a witness? Carm, what if you're a witness?
That'd be a problem.
Oh, we see a witness.
That'd be a problem.
I watched Tom Hanks. You saw the movie where
that's true.
The guy went and killed his wife and the younger son.
Yeah, right? I remember. You don't want any witness.
If you're taking your gun out during a mob hit, don't you have bigger problems after the fact?
I would think that the mob's going to win that one when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Depends what they're packing, guys.
I'm hard to – how about this, guys? So the Bulls have 38 wins. I've got a ticket on them at over 38.5 wins. They've got to win 39.
You need one win.
They have nothing to play for now.
Nothing.
They need one of the last two games. They have Washington coming up next. So that should be a win. But they may not try. So I'm.
But Washington could still tie. Couldn't Washington still get the worst record or no?
Oh, so with you Detroit? Think they may try to lose too?
They might.
And you know how I feel about this team, Carm. I hate this team as it is. And if they don't win one of the last two games, I'm like, you know me.
You lose $20. What are you going to lose, $20?
Right, but I could win like 120 or whatever it is. I've got 120 coming back to me if they win one more game.
Oh, it comes down to one or two, baby.
One game it comes down to. And
you know Tibbs isn't sitting anybody on the finale against the Knicks.
No, they're playing for the number two seed right now.
Yeah, I think they're still alive for two.
Yeah,
right?
They're playing great ball. So you got to get this Washington game, and if they don't, I'm going to hate them even more.
You kind of have to win tonight. I agree. All right, that's what we're hard for. Brought to you by Blue Chew. BlueChew.com, month supply free. Use the code UNHINGED at checkout, and they'll hook you up. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, all right?
See you, fellas.
All right, why don't you go fuck yourself,
boys.
Tommy.